All right, today is the day of the big game. It is Sunday, February 8th, and Turning Point USA has their own halftime show. And they are marketing this, and it is quite an ordeal. We're going to talk all about it. I'm going to zoom out here because this is a picture from Twitter. This Sunday, February 8th, boycott the big game and their demonic, anti-American, anti-ICE, and poisoning our children and generations to come with their demonic halftime show, referring to Bad Bunny. Tune in to Turning Point USA for any one of these. Kid Rock being like the main performer. I cannot wait to see the analytics for how many people tune in to what could possibly be the biggest halftime show ever for the big game versus this Kid Rock. Kid Rock. We're going to hop into all this. But before we do, if you don't know who I am, you're like, who the hell are you? My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily YouTube video here, a daily episode, I should say, on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you enjoy this type of content, you enjoy the way I do videos, I do have my own YouTube channel. And if you go right down below, you can subscribe to both me, Chris Mowry, and the Adam Mockler channel. It'd mean a lot. I really, really appreciate all of your support lately. You guys have been showing so much love on my channel. And from the bottom of my heart, I love you and appreciate you. All right. So first of all, I want to point out, I can't play the audio of this because it's Kid Rock's song, and he'll definitely freak out and get this YouTube video taken down, probably because we're one of the fastest political growing YouTube channels like in the entire world. The Mockler fan base here, we need a nickname, the Mockler movement, if you will. Regardless, I can't play the audio of this, but I can show you. I'm just going to kind of hit play. If you look at the audience here, this is from earlier this year, Kid Rock performing at a Turning Point USA event. The audience just, I mean, what is even going on here? People don't seem super interested. Somebody tweeting, what in the Epstein Island is this? Now, before I show you more about Kid Rock, some of the controversy he's been in, and what you should know to prepare for just such a amazing halftime event put on by Turning Point USA, I want to play this video. It's been going really viral. Obviously, the person running Turning Point USA right now is Erica Kirk, and we have talked a lot about Erica Kirk on this channel. Now, I know there's a lot of rumors that fly around about Erica Kirk and J.D. Vance and how she's, you know, doing all this grifting after Charlie's awful assassination. I tend to not have too many opinions about this. It's kind of hard to say one way or another Erica Kirk's what's going on in her head, especially after what we watched with Charlie Kirk. So I'm going to play this video and I need your help. I want to know what you think about all of this in the comments down below. Let's take a look and we'll talk about it after.
Erica, what about the guys you dated before Charlie?
I was here for 5 years. I never dated here because I saw vicariously through my roommate how terrible it was.
You were proposed to by Charlie in 2020. You started dating him in 2018, and 3 years before that, you were dating this guy, Tyler Massey. I mean, you guys would do couples photo shoots. This is still online. And this is only 3 years before you started dating Charlie.
He's in heaven.
Yeah, and 2 years later, you were dating this guy, Cabot Phillips, and here he is posting you guys on his public page saying, yes, we're that couple who gets painting lessons together. Again, this is a year before you started dating Charlie, and well within the 5 year period, you claim to have never dated anyone, but you were out here dissing your roommate for dating.
I always thought it was very strange how she would go to drinks with one guy and then go to dinner with another. Somehow getting drinks was the replacement of having coffee and breakfast. I personally would rather have coffee or brunch with someone than going, I don't drink. I find it unproductive.
And why are you here drinking and dating on a reality show that actually was filmed the year you met Charlie? So you obviously were dating. So I'm not understanding your timeline. I mean, you're talking to a guy here who's asking you out on a date and you're taking his number?
I've honestly spent the majority of my life being one of the most sought after bachelors.
How are you? Great.
But I'm just really excited to spend some one-on-one time with Erica. I really do like her and I'm excited to get to know her a little bit more.
Erica? Hello? I just want to understand how you so confidently lied to our faces when this footage was on national television, and you know the footage is out there. The pictures of your boyfriends that you dated are still public online, and you know that, but you still lie like this.
Stop.
Wait, isn't Cabot Phillips your ex-boyfriend? Why is he now the speaker of Turning Point USA? leading speeches of how to lead like Charlie. What's going on, Erica?
Stop.
He's also the senior editor for the Daily Wire, the one outlet that your husband was having active beef with at the time, connected to Netanyahu, so...
Stop.
Right, so what else are you lying about? Because you're a liar, point blank period. You're a liar, and we just proved that. So this is still publicly accessible on social media, and you lied about that. You also lied about dating, but you were on a reality show dating the same year you met Jesse. I don't... You know what I mean? What else are you lying about? Like, bigger things?
Very interesting. Now, first of all, I will point out, I actually didn't know a lot about Erica Kirk's past, like being, you know, some type of public figure, actually being on these reality TV shows. I do find it interesting, though, that a lot of right-wing people these days are just straight-up failed Hollywood people. Like, they all have previous careers somewhere in Hollywood. And that's always disheartening to me because... I don't know. I wish people talked about politics because they cared about politics, not because they like want to be well known and they couldn't make it through the traditional means. So now they want to be well known through politics. It's just, I don't know. It's disheartening. But all of this is very, very, very interesting. And maybe this is me taking too soft of a position here, but I tend lately to not try to butt my head in too much about what Erica Kirk's motivations are, especially after what happened to her husband. So I'm going to rely on you. I want to see what you think in the comments down below. I do read all of your comments. Since other things we've talked about on this channel, this blew up all over the internet. I know you know it. Why the hell did J.D. Vance and Erica Kirk hug like that? The vice president had an uncomfortably close embrace with Charlie Kirk's widow for everyone to witness. This photo, obviously, very, very well known. And now with the hand on the back of the head. And again, something we actually just saw in this video that just very recently in December of 2025, Cabot Phillips, who is in Erica Kirk's ex-boyfriend, actually hosting a panel at Turning Point USA, How to Lead Like Charlie. That's interesting. And this is part of that Turning Point event where they had this kind of memorial area set up for Charlie Kirk. Now, that is what's been going on with Erica Kirk. Obviously, we talked a lot about it. She's, you know, running Turning Point USA and this Turning Point USA halftime show that is going to just dominate the airwaves as opposed to Big Bunny. Again, I can't play the audio of this, but this is originally the first Turning Point USA event after what happened to Charlie Kirk. And this is Kid Rock playing. Again, I can't play the audio, but you see people dancing here. The crowd really just look at this. People look so just electric. They look so excited. Look at that. They're really... They're really, you know, people are just going ballistic. And what I like about this crowd, too, if we play one more time and go back to this kind of shot, look how diverse it is. I mean, I just love the diversity of the Republican Party. It's not just a total and complete sea of whites, which is amazing, right? CNN actually posted about this a day ago because one of Kid Rock's songs is resurfacing from 2021 where he talks about individuals who are underage. It sounds like a crazy segue for me to be like, wow, he's talking about kids that are underage. He's performing at Turning Point USA. He's America First, and Donald Trump was best friends with Epstein. He's all over the Epstein files. It's very clear that the president is protecting pedophiles, or is one, or both. That sounds like a crazy segue, but also like, how am I about to play lyrics of someone who's this big ordeal on the day of the big game? He's so America First. And of course he has songs about underage kids. Like, you can't make this up. It's supposed to be a skit, but you literally can't make this up. Take a listen.
Rock song Cool Daddy Cool has resurfaced on social media with lyrics about underage girls. And it's sparking backlash ahead of the alternative halftime show he is headlining during Super Bowl Sunday.
Young lady, I like them underage. See, some say they're statutory.
But I say it's mandatory.
Turning Point USA, which organized the All-American Halftime Show, hasn't commented on the lyrics, but the conservative group says it wanted to give a performance option that promotes faith, family, and freedom. Social media is reacting.
They chose him for their halftime show, their alternative All-American Halftime Show. Says a lot of what they think All-American should look like, right?
For Turning Point USA and MAGA, those lyrics are All-American. You literally can't make this shit up.
The show will run as an alternative to Super Bowl head.
Exactly my point. You literally can't make this shit up. Of course, it's the All-American alternative to Bad Bunny at the big game. And again, just to be clear here, the lyrics, this graphic here I pulled up says, "Dear MAGA, Kid Rock lyrics, young ladies, I like them underage. See, some say that's statutory, but I say it's mandatory. Bad Bunny lyrics about pedophilia, zero. Kid Rock, sex tape release featuring Kid Rock and Scott Stapp of Creed having sex with several strippers. Bad Bunny sex tape, zero. Kid Rock has been arrested 4 times for assault. Bad Bunny arrest, zero." And then at the bottom here, if I move this up for you, Kid Rock Grammy Awards, zero. Bad Bunny Grammy Awards, six. But no, this is the real patriot, the amazing artist, Kid Rock. And one more thing I want to point out about Kid Rock, which this is fairly recent, 2024. Rolling Stone journalist says Kid Rock brandished gun, repeatedly used N-word during an interview. I remember making a TikTok video about this. So through this interview, he's like drinking and he's waving a gun around. Apparently, he starts yelling about slavery. When he asked the interviewer asked Kid Rock if he was on the wrong side of history, the singer reportedly said, no, quote, "It was the Republicans that freed the effing slaves. This guy seems super, super, super smart." Quote, "It's worth mentioning these are not the only times Richie drops the N-word during my visit," referring to Kid Rock. "It'd be easy to label this as the rantings of a drunk racist, but as with everything Richie does or Kid Rock, it's hard to know how calculated it all is." So again, like, Kid Rock, just an awful, awful, awful human being. And of course, having lyrics about underage individuals, waving firearms, using the N-word, a racist piece of trash. But he's the All-American, halftime show for today. So let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Let me know which show you're going to tune into. I'd love to know in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. This is my one daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Ockler down below, and I will see you tomorrow.